Why are you here in line today in front of IndyMac?
Because I have some money here, a CD deposit here, and when I hear the news, you know, I shock. Because first of all, the bank, you know, they offer high interest rate, you know, on the CDs. So everybody came and deposited their money here. Now we hear this news, the trouble they have the bank. Now I wonder, see if I'm going to get my money back. That's why my biggest worry.
How long have you been waiting in line?
I came yesterday, and I didn't have a chance to get inside. So now that's what I'm come back here today.
So you've been waiting for 2 days.
Yeah. So I hope I was able to get in today.
Did you take time off from work to be here the whole time?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What did your employer say?
Well, this is, you know, my savings life, you know, my life savings, so for me it's very important, you know.
So they understood?
Yes.
So what are you going to do with your money when you get it out?
I don't know. I hope I get everything back. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put in another bank that is well-named, you know, like, I have to be real careful, you know. But first I have to cash the check, you know, deposit the money if I receive it.
So
make sure they when I get my money.
Do you mind telling me how much money we're talking about?
Like 160,000.
$160,000.
Yeah.
And this is your life savings?
Yes.
And how long have you been a customer of IndyMac?
Not much. Maybe a couple months, you know, maybe what was it? March or April, something like that. From there to now. Because, you know, the interest they offer, you know, was very attractive, you know, higher than the other ones. But that was a trap, you know, to get people, you know. And now, you know, we're in trouble. I hope I get my money back.
Do you have any idea where you would put your money, where you would feel that it was safe?
Big name, you know, or well-known, you know, Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Fremont or IndyMac. Yeah.
Have you spoken to anyone in the bank on the phone? What did they tell you on the phone?
My money's safe, I don't have to worry, now it's safer than before because it's a federal, you know. But I really don't trust, you know, I think I'm going to try to get my money.
So are they going to write you a cashier's check today?
I don't know. I hope.
That's what you're asking for.
Yeah. And I'm going to deposit right away, so see if it's good. Because, you know, a piece of paper, you know, doesn't mean anything, right? So that's what I'm... If I get it, I'm going to go right away to another bank to deposit, so...
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Why are you waiting in line here at IndyMac today?
Because I feel that they tell you, FDIC and the bank, that it'll all be all right. Just take your time. You'll get your money. But a lot of it isn't true. And when you finally find out that there are a lot of catches in it, then it's no good. And I'm 88 years old, and I want to get my money out. And I hope it's all clear that I can get it out. Otherwise, believe me, at my age, I'm not going to sit here for hours just to benefit my own investment.
How long have you been waiting in line?
Well, we drove by Monday. It was such a big line, we just left. We didn't even stop. But we've been here. I had my husband here by 9 o'clock this morning, and there weren't that many people, but they're letting people in that were here yesterday that didn't get in go first. So we're back to a big line again. Those that didn't wait yesterday are being helped today. But now they say it should be a couple of more hours.
How many hours have you been here today?
I put my husband here at 9 in the morning, and he's been here since 9. And then I joined him about 10.
And it's now 11:30 here in the hot sun.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. It's very disturbing. But we have no choice. This is our economy. This is the way they set it up, and it's a shame. IndyMac has been a good bank. They really have. I've been with them since they started in Pasadena. So they've been very good as far as I'm concerned. But now, whoever dreamed that we'd be going through this, they tell you, and it should be safe. It really should. I only deal with CDs with them. I have no other banking connection. And that's all, dear. So print it. Very disturbed. I am very disturbed.
Can I ask you where you're going to put your money?
I'm going to try to go for the next safest place. I should ask you that question. Maybe you could help. But they say Treasury is the next best to go for. Either bills or bonds or whatever. Go for Treasury. You don't make very much on it, but at least that's unimportant if it is safer because it's government controlled. And that's the way I'm going to go.
If you were going to place blame, who would you cite for this?
The White House, the people that they have there. They should have realized this was going to happen with the mortgage money on home loans. I have lived through the 29 crash, and I know they at least didn't guarantee any money. But now it's guaranteed, but they still make us go into the same thing as they did in the 29 crash, only because those big heads in the White House are not capable of controlling whatever the problem was. They let it go wild, and that's it. And we all suffer for it.
Thank you very much for speaking with me. So what are your thoughts on this run on the bank?
I think it's ridiculous because people should not be worried about about their investments. You know, when the part of the bank that is giving loans is failing, the other side of the other part of the customer base cannot suffer from that. I think it's wrong. And so, there should be a lot more control and scrutiny. And as I understand, there were warning signs.
Where would you place the blame for this?
I would say the federal government, the regulators, because like I said, when there are warning signs, there are two ways to approach it: to interfere early or to wait until you know it's already too late. And this, I think, what happened here. And it reminds a lot of people what happened in California like 20 years ago when like American Savings, Home Savings and other banks went out of business the same way. And when you compare these instances, you think like people have learned from the past, and you see people haven't learned really.
What about the policies of the management of the bank?
I think there was a problem in management, and people were lured by ads on the LA Times. You know, they opened a new branch here in Santa Monica that wasn't here before. They were giving attractive interest rates for like CDs, so they were luring people. And people, you know, as an investor nowadays, no matter what you do, you have to do a lot more homework. You cannot trust anybody like it maybe used to be 20 or 50 years ago. You have to be a lot more sensitive and a lot more critical of people approaching you to put your money. And this is unfortunately what happens to some of these people who were losing part of their investment.
Can you quote some of the rates that you say were high that they were using to attract people?
Yeah, they were like giving like 4% on a 6-month CD, what is above market rate.
I see.
And you know, but as we found out later, sometimes it's only a teaser weight that is in effect for a while, and then after every new set, 3 or 6 months, the weight goes back to normal. So the assembly, it's only a short time gain that you have from this compared to Big Bang.
You're not a customer, but your friend is, and you're here waiting in line for them?
Yeah, we were here on Monday. It was a total chaos. The transition, as I understand, there was a transition from the banks was overtaken care of by the government, but the transition was done in a total unprofessional way and very chaotic. And what my main point is, I worked in a bank overseas for many years. If you have a situation like this, you have to do it the classy way. You don't put more pressure on more stress on people that already have a financial, they're already worried about their investments, to put them to this and give them admission tickets to the bank, you know, and let them enter them one at a time, you know. This is very bad. I hope out of this they learn something, you know. Maybe like from the wildfires, they always learn something to do it better in the future, you know. So if something is good coming out of this.
So you and your friend have been doing shifts in line for 2 days?
Yes. Yes, and another thing that is confusing is the information, you know. I mean, people, you can ask 3-4 people here outside or on the phone or whatever, and then they give you conflicting answers, and there is no straight line of answer. So like I said, you have a straight question, you want to get a straight answer, and you want to go home and then know that this answer is accurate, and then let you go to sleep, yeah, and not to worry about it anymore.
And what does your friend want to do with his savings?
She will close her account today, and then she will look for another investment opportunity. Unfortunately, you know, the FDIC only insures 100,000, and so you have to actually put a little bit in every bank, and then make sure that when the balance goes over 100,000, that you keep an eye on it, you know, not to let it go to 150 or 200,000. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. That's all.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.